This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Brian Wheeler joins me live in studio, a longtime regular guest on this program as the executive director of Charlottesville Right Now. I'm sorry, Charlottesville Tomorrow. There's too many of this tomorrows and Virginias and Charlottesville's. It's Charlottesville Tomorrow online at cvilletomorrow.org, right? And but today, you join me as a immediate past member of the Albemarle County School Board. Is that the right title?
I guess so. I haven't heard that said before.
Well, while I'm on the beach last week down on the coast of Georgia, and you know St. Simon's very well, I'm sure. We're both Atlanta boys. You know that area. It's amazing how it's developed, Brian. It's unbelievable. And I want to tell you, before we talk about the school board, just a growth thing here. They have gotten rid of some major intersections on St. Simon's Island and replaced them with big traffic circles. And they are perfect. They work beautifully. And they have beautiful little green spaces in between and new trees. And
all right.
I'm just driving through those, and every time I drive through them, I think, when is Charlottesville going to wake up?
Now, were they big enough to be traffic circles, or were they roundabouts?
Now, clarify.
Well, like, you know, around here we have roundabouts, so
little ones.
One lane of traffic.
These were traffic circles. There were two lanes all the way around.
Okay, yep.
And they worked flawlessly. And right. You never stopped. You just slowed down. You yielded. You don't need the power to power the traffic lights. You don't sit there wasting gas and polluting. They're safer for pedestrians. Somebody needs to get on this.
I think we're smart enough around here to figure that out.
I don't know why Charlottesville, of all places, isn't a national leader in putting these things in and getting rid of these nasty, expensive, polluting, dangerous intersections and traffic lights. Anyway, that's for another time. So while I'm down there on the beach, I learn news broken here at WINA that you have announced your resignation from the Albemarle County School Board. So fill us in. What happened?
Well, I reached the point, Coy, where for family reasons and professional reasons, it was time to make a change. And on the family side, my kids have been growing up like crazy all of a sudden. I just watched my daughter graduate from high school, my son graduate middle school. We're about to drop my daughter off at college. And
scholarship to Vanderbilt?
Playing lacrosse at Vanderbilt. So,
good for her.
Naturally, I want to be able to go to some of those games.
And of course.
They're not just games in the spring. They also have fall ball. So it's sort of a year-round thing. You know, we want to be part of the Vanderbilt community doing that.
Yeah.
But also my wife is going back into the workforce, something she has not done since before we had kids.
Wow, way to go, Gene.
And that's so
awesome.
Going to take some more juggling. And it doesn't mean, you know, just because my daughter's in college and my wife's at work doesn't mean I won't be seeing less of the family. It actually creates potentially more opportunities because, you know, I can take my son to school in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
We can have those conversations in the car on the way to school. And also just need to be a little more flexible in my schedule. And, you know, school board meetings add up. It's a lot of nighttime commitments. And certainly
a lot of homework.
On the professional side, Charlottesville Tomorrow already covers a lot of night meetings. So it's been a juggling act as we have been, you know, doing Charlottesville Tomorrow. But frankly, it needs more of my time as well. So my nonprofit needs more of my time for our strategic plan and fundraising goals. And we want it to be successful. We're 5 years into this project. We've got a lot of momentum. We have great partnerships with both WINA, Daily Progress, and we're ready to take it to the next level, but that's going to take some more of my time to make
yeah.
it happen.
We're talking with Brian Wheeler, who made news last week here in Charlottesville and Albemarle County, announcing his resignation from the county school board. At the same time, just a coincidence, Alvin Edwards announces
yeah.
his resignation.
I didn't realize that until I picked up
the— Were you expecting that?
No, I had no idea.
And he said it's just he needs to spend some more time with his family.
And of course, Alvin's on the city school board, and no, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
So that was a surprise.
Interesting. So let me ask you this. Give a little political context for this, because I, like many people when I saw this, this is not a case of, I just want to spend some more time with my family. I mean, you truly do want to spend some more time with your family. It's not one of those stock political, you know, I just, that said, there is some political context here with the new largely conservative Board of Supervisors in Albemarle County. In my opinion, just as I observe it as a political watcher here, scoring some political points at the expense of the school board, not beating up on the school board, but really the conservative members of the county board of supervisors making it a talking point of the school board really quick to spend money, and we need to keep a closer eye on your budget. Really having the school board under their thumb, as it were, in a new way, and saying, you know, we're going to have working groups and we're going to review your budget and the way you spend money. And you know what I'm talking about. I mean, what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, I guess I would say my first reaction is that really didn't come into play for me. I mean, when you get on the school board, you know it's a tough assignment. So you've got a very engaged community of parents who really want what they think is best for their kids. And you run into issues, Coy, like redistricting, curriculum issues, decisions about schedules. Those all can be very controversial, right? So when you get involved in school board work, you sort of expect some difficult times when it comes to the board. And I would also say in Virginia, you also expect that the organization that holds the purse strings, i.e. the Board of Supervisors, since school boards don't have taxing authority, you have to expect, you know, some friction between those two bodies as well. So those are sort of known things, and I would say to anyone who's considering applying, to be appointed to my seat to fill out my term, which ends next year, that, you know, people keep that in mind, that this is, it's hard work. So those things really didn't come into play as far as a reason for me to step out.
Hard work in terms of politics and homework, or both?
Both,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I take the work very seriously and try to get prepared for every meeting and come in there ready to make a difference, right? And we have staff that are exceptional. We have a great leadership team in the school division. I was asked if I had any regrets, and if I had one regret, it would be that there's not a greater appreciation in the community for how strong a team we have on our staff.
All those people behind the scenes.
Running the school division. Yeah. And that goes all the way down to the teachers in the classroom and the people in the lunchroom and the people cleaning the buildings. I mean, this group is great integrity and character, and they do an exceptional job.
Now, what's your reaction? We're talking with Brian Wheeler. He announced his resignation from the Albemarle County School Board just a few days ago. What's your reaction to, schools, often public schools, tend to be the scapegoat for a lot of conservative politics. And, you know, no matter what you do, you're condemned, school boards and the administration, you're condemned as a perennial waster of money. And, if you want to look for fiscal irresponsibility, it's the first place conservatives say to go. Well, look at the schools. They're just throwing money away left and right.
Well, we started asking ourselves that question as a school board back in 2007. And we established as a goal, one of the five goals for the entire school division, effective use of our resources. So we started asking that question of ourselves without them telling us to. You know, we said, how can we do this better? We invited in Virginia Commonwealth University to do an assessment of the school division. They walked every building, and they came up with what's called a resource utilization study, gave us a lot of feedback about what we could do better. And we've been implementing those recommendations.
An efficiency study, ways to save money, that kind of
thing.
That's
right. So we're saving millions of dollars on transportation.
And y'all were the first local government body to do that, right?
After we did that, the city schools, Charlottesville City Council, and the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors all conducted their own similar studies.
Yeah, following your example.
Right.
Hey, the Albemarle County School Board is putting new eyes on their budget, figuring out ways to save money.
Right. So we did that in relatively great economic times, right, compared to now. To try to get out ahead of this, because we said, hey, we can do better. We need to be as efficient as possible. Otherwise, how can we go to the taxpayers and the Board of Supervisors and say, we need you to invest more for the following things in public education? We had to do our homework first.
Really quick, I got about 30 seconds left. What does it mean, Brian, in terms of filling your seat? And is there a special election, or how does this work?
As I understand it, Coy, the school board will be able to appoint somebody to fill that seat. It's the at-large seat. So anybody, any voter in Albemarle County—
The school board will, not the Board of Supervisors.
Correct. The school board would be in the driver's seat there. I think the news story said they have 45 days in which to do that. And then the courts also get involved and can schedule a special election at some point in the future. But since we're so close to the November election, it's likely that they would just say, hey— Just do it in November of 2011. Let the board appoint somebody to fill out the next year, and then there'll be an election when my term would have been up anyway.
Brian Wheeler, an immediate past member of the Albemarle County School Board, made news announcing his resignation last week. Brian, thank you for coming in and talking about it.
Thanks for having me, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.